Jared's on the phone.
Is he there?
Hurry! Here.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I just wanted to give you a call and say happy Father's Day.
Whoa, you're breaking up, Jared.
The waves are great, Dad.
Can you hear me?
You should be here.
Jared.
You have to put me into the bed.
Well, that was special.
Did he mention he's windsurfing?
Maybe.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
8 o'clock AM.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Joe Biden takes the lead over President Trump in a new poll out.
Latest Fox News poll showing the former vice president leading President Trump by 12 points nationally. The poll also shows that nearly two-thirds of Biden supporters are motivated by fear that the president will win re-election.
Fox's Dakin McDowell, meanwhile, a former candidate, weighs in on the vice presidential ticket.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, who was considered a strong vice presidential candidate, told MSNBC she's withdrawn from consideration because she believes it's time to pick an African-American, saying it could heal our nation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And a study out in Nature Medicine says COVID-19 antibodies may only last 2 to 3 months, especially in those who didn't show symptoms when they were infected, though a paper published in the journal Nature suggests even low levels may be enough to thwart the virus. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa was a rolling stone.
Come to Papa,
father of mine.
Every day I see a little more of my father in me.
I'm gonna be like you, Dad.
Old man,
the old man
in my father's arms.
I just want to wish all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
Happy Dad's Day. Goose. At least, may not. Hoping to see her soon.
Yeah.
They're really having a tough time getting South Florida reopened, more than other parts of Florida. Of course, it's a long state.
Yeah. Florida in general is still a hot spot, but not necessarily the panhandle so much.
No, no. It's not up that way. It's the three counties, West Palm Beach,
yep,
Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. And I got to tell you, it's tough enough to deal with more masks here in our heat.
God,
down there, where, believe it or not, you think it's humid here? Spend a couple of July days down in Miami.
I know.
It's a whole different ballgame there.
Yeah.
We are at 8:05. How hot will it get?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Earlier in the week, I was saying enjoy it now because it's going to slowly fade away, and it certainly has. We had sparkling mornings and great, comfortable afternoons, but now, you know, the dew point's back up to 68, and it's going to be kind of a sticky weekend as far as that goes. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 91. A little bit more humidity in the air today. Random isolated storms possible, but they'll be widely scattered. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 70. Tomorrow on the first day of summer. I know. It seems like summer's been around forever, huh? High around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Summer officially arriving at 4:43 p.m. on the longest day of the year. Tomorrow is 1 second longer than today. And then over the weekend, the rain chance is 20% or less both Saturday and Sunday, with the high temperature on Father's Day, a lovely 96. Oh, boy. Maybe take the, what was it, the challenge they used to do?
The ice
bucket challenge on Father's Day. That might be a fun thing to do. Scattered showers Monday, and then a better chance Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, this morning, 74 degrees, dew point 68, ouch, at 8:07.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
So do we have a conundrum selected?
We didn't like it.
You didn't like it? You got anything left over?
Yeah, I got plenty left over in that drawer.
No.
Hey, what, we can do sack of loot?
Nope. No. Oh, yeah, we could do that now.
Yeah, there you go.
Want to?
All right, so we'll give three people a chance to win our sack
right
of
now?
Loot. Let's do it right now. Guess the number of dollars in the bag, and the sack of loot is yours.
Oh, my gosh. It is. The winning is only beginning, I'm telling you.
We want this to be a contest that rewards our consistent listeners.
By the way, so if you were listening yesterday, we narrowed it down pretty much, but we're not going to tell you the high and the low from yesterday. If you're listening, it's pretty narrow now.
272-9228. First three callers get a guess, but if the first one gets the right number, is that who we think it is?
It is.
Okay. 272-9228. You win the money in the bag. How easy can it get? At Jack Ingram, these amazing deals are still in place. And that includes the select new Nissans that are available with 6 months delayed payment and 6 years of 0% interest on a loan. So all you're paying for is the car. We talked about this with Brant McDonald the other day. This is the way to do it. And opportunities like this are not going to be around forever. So don't delay. If you've been thinking about a new car, Jack Ingram Nissan, that is a fabulous product. I actually finally looked at Nissan because my sister, who's a nuclear physicist and knows engineering inside out, I mean, she can build a laser. I can't. She always buys Nissan because she's a big believer.
Yeah, but she can't do a morning and afternoon radio program either.
You know what? She probably could because she has a good sense of humor. You know, it's like my brother, my sister, we all were good at one thing in particular. Kimmy could probably have done this.
You think so?
Okay, yeah, well. I really do. Yeah. But she really liked my show, too, so that was good. So 0% over 6 years, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, literally, and you should take advantage of it. Well-qualified customers can also delay payments for 6 months on select Nissans. Go to Jack Ingram Nissan. It's time to love what you drive. And you begin your visit at jackingramnissan.com. Awesome cars. I love my Rogue. I'm on my second one. And no doubt, if there's a next one, it'll be another Rogue. I'm very happy with that car. Well, we certainly have no lack of participants here.
We've got a lot.
And Dom was the first one in.
Yes, sir. Y'all got it narrowed down pretty good for somebody that's been listening like I do. I'm a faithful listener. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess 27.
Too high.
Too high.
If you were listening, if you were listening yesterday, there's only
one other answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can't give it right now.
Karen.
Karen, hi.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Did you hear that call? Because you could win the sack of loot.
I did, and I listen every morning, so I know what it is.
Okay. What is it?
$26.
That's correct.
You won the money!
You won a sack of loot!
Yeah, what are you going to do with all that money?
I think I'll go on a trip and use it towards my tax deduction for that
$4,000. Hey, oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
This is why we love our listeners, because they really pay attention and they...
Can you imagine how many pounds of ground beef you could buy at a food outlet?
At 98 cents a pound?
At
$1.98
a pound.
Yeah.
I'm going over there today.
23 pounds. And we'll be expecting our invitations for burgers. So, Karen, congratulations. We really appreciate you as a loyal listener.
Thank you.
Now, you get to talk to Jay Scott.
Well, whoop to you, freaking
do. I'm handing over the sack of loot to Jay. It actually has 50 cents in it, too.
So, really in the sack.
So guess what? Tell her it's $26.50.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to tell her that. That's too exciting. Hey, we just found out there's an extra 50 cents in there.
Hey, that is so amazing. That really helps me. Put it over the top.
I know. It's the biggest gift we've ever given away on this radio program.
God, I remember the days when we would give somebody $10,000 for being the ninth caller after Hey Jude.
Right.
Who just won 26 bucks? Things have changed in our business over the years.
Yep. Thank
you. All right, it is... 8-11.
Sack of loot.
Yeah. We may do it again sometime.
Yeah.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's face mask ordinance goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear face masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's council meeting. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is a message from Uncle Ben's Rice. We are committed to the movement of improving rice relations. Whether it's white rice or brown rice or yellow rice, we will not tolerate racism. We recognize that a discussion of rice might make some feel salty, but no one rice is superior to other rices, even Uncle Ben's. That's why we are removing the Uncle Ben mascot and replacing him with Uncle Ben from Spider-Man.
With great rice comes great responsibility.
This has been a message from Uncle Ben's Rice. We also support the Defund the Couscous movement.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in Central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend the day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year, that dad is yours. Sandals and white socks, repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn. This Father's Day, don't buy a tie. Don't buy a tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Father's Day.
It is 8:16 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Who's ready for a conundrum?
I am.
Are you?
No.
No? How about you?
No.
Did you want that one?
Anybody?
Yes!
Okay, we have an interesting... I'm going to use that one. But I'm going to make it easier.
Okay.
I want to... The conundrum is getting easier.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink. Drink. It's something that 10% of men have never worn.
Okay.
10% of men have never worn.
Okay.
What is this fashion item?
All right.
Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. What do you win? Well, you win $10 of food at the Seafood Bistro. Seafood Bistro gift card. And if you want to start calling now, I'll let Jay tell you what's on the menu, and I'll be his phone answerer. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
That's right, you will be.
I am Jay's phone.
Biatch.
Hi. I work for Jay Scott, and all I got was this T-shirt.
Let's talk about the Seafood Bistro that are open up today at 11 o'clock.
Leon was the first caller.
Yeah, or Leo.
Seafood Bistro is open. You can go inside their building, sit down, and actually have a meal when they open up, by the way, today at 11, which they do today and every day. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500 when they open. You can put your order in over the phone, or you can go to their website and do it. Another interesting way to get it done, theseafoodbistro.com. Go there, theseafoodbistro.com. Full menu right there. You can put in your order online. They offer curbside delivery or pickup, so, you know, you can park there, and they'll bring it out to you. You can go inside and eat, sit down and eat. You can go inside and pick it up. Multiple ways to get the Seafood Bistro to you, as well as delivery through DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats as well. All of those are ways for you to get a hold of some delicious Seafood Bistro. That goes for the weekend as well. They open up at 11 a.m. tomorrow and on Sunday also. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook and visit them online at theseafoodbistro.com.
You can have your phone job back now.
All right, thank you.
So, again, the conundrum. Only 10% of men say they've never worn one of these. What is this object? And we start with Leon.
I've never worn it. Leon, what is it? What are we talking about? I've never worn one.
I'm going to say a tie.
Why not?
But see, I was on TV for a long time. I have worn a tie.
It's not a tie.
Yeah. So it's not a tie.
All right.
All right, thanks.
It's a good guess. Call right back, though, because you'll have no trouble getting through.
Dow futures are up 371.
Hey, we like that. Yeah. We like that.
Yeah. So, not a tie, and it's one. It's something I have not worn, and 10% of men said they have never worn one.
Right? I have, though, which is odd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Wait a minute. I think I did one time.
Don't say where or when or why.
All right.
Just say that you might have.
Yeah, I did one time. Yep.
You know, we kind of made this one easy so we could move things along.
I know. When you expect the lines to go crazy.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh, I'm the Scooter.
Hey, Scooter. What do you think?
Well, I had one guess, but then when Jay said that he has worn it, I had to change my guess. It's lacy panties.
Oh. No, because that would have meant I did wear.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
I did admit to wearing a pair of pantyhose once.
Oh, for a promotion or something? Or for
Cousins?
No. It was when I was married to my first wife.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to get into
what
weirdness you guys did.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was we were having a discussion, and she was saying how much she hated wearing them. She had to wear them for work.
So you tried it out?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
If you saw Joe Namath in the pantyhose.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
It looked kind of the same.
Yeah, I got you.
Laura.
Hey, Laura.
First letter of your last name?
Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Yes. Hey.
Hi.
First letter of your last name?
What is it?
How about a jockstrap? Please wait.
10% of men have never worn a jockstrap.
No.
How about that?
Show us balls.
No, we were required to do that in gym class. We had to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's not that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That would mean I think I've worn one once. That's not true. Yeah.
And we played on lumpy fields.
Right.
So you better have one on.
Oh, right.
Along with a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Ethel.
Hi, Ethel.
Good morning to everybody.
Hi.
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
Okay.
A handkerchief.
Oh, no, that's good.
Hanky in the coat.
That's good.
Could that be it? Do we have a...
That's
I'm
good.
Sorry, Ethel.
That is. That's a good answer, though.
Good try, though. Good try. Okay, 2729228. Sid.
Yeah.
Hi, what is this item that 10% of men say they've never worn?
I'm going to say a necklace.
A necklace.
I can't. It can't be me because I wore the gold chain in the
70s. Back in those, back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the shirt open.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's your
yeah,
name?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
They loved it. Don't.
Percent of your last name.
It was a thing. Good try, Sid. Thank
first
you.
Name of
everybody
first
qualifies
name
for a grand
name.
Prize drawing at.
Coming up in a little while.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Here is Anthony.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
Hi. What you got?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say a tuxedo.
10% of men has never worn a tuxedo. Could that be it? That
That's
is
it.
The winning answer.
And I did wear one at the prom in high school once.
See?
Yeah, so I did.
First letter of your last name.
I feel sorry for these 10 guys. You got to have the. I've worn, let's see, three weddings and being the best man at a couple of others, yeah.
See, I've never been invited to those balls they have here in town.
I never get invited to weddings. Rarely. In fact, I've been to more of my own than other people's.
Right, right.
Anthony, hang on, man. You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Jackson, we already have a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And let's see. Oh, it's our buddy William B.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
We good. We're good. How are you?
All right. Well, I had to answer, but I dialed a little bit slow. I'm kind of in and out of it today.
Well,
but,
you're still in the grand prize drawing.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, good show this morning.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. From one of our toughest critics, too.
Mm-hmm.
I will be here tomorrow morning, Saturday morning live with Rosie Brock and Seth Spotlow and Eddie Bader.
I'll be calling in at 6:20.
Rich Thomas is, that atmospheric event. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Okay.
Later?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that might be something, if that's going to be happening or possibly happening tomorrow, we should know.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Saharan dust and what it's doing.
I know we used to get that in Florida, and it would make for some amazing sunsets there.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. They bring you that show, and of course they deliver the best result you can expect from anybody when it comes to putting a car back together after an accident. Where are we at this week? 28... That's 56 or more cars that are going to be needed to put back together. And it's not just state-of-the-art technologies and wonderfully talented people that make the difference at MPB. It's built on a business ethic where they look for all the damage, repair all the damage. And then, in the restoration process, represent you with a car that looks like it just rolled off the showroom floor, like it did the day you bought it. When it looked its best. That's the effort with each and every vehicle they take in at Montgomery Paint and Body, and they've been reliably delivering that for over four decades. From their location on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Really terrific, folks. Founded by Donnie Turner, son Brandon, now part of the team there, Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec. With a W. Now, let's see who might need them this morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are very busy right now on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway all the way around to East Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Troy Highway putting a lot of cars onto the East Boulevard and the East-South Boulevard all the way down to Baptist. Highway 31 out of Prattville, very busy this morning. Elsewhere, we're looking pretty good. Light to moderate on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road this morning. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, not looking too bad at all. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And be on the phone. Hi, Ann.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you're okay. Don't worry about it. 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be tearing my hair out.
You taking care of yourself?
Yeah.
Well, good. I am, too. I'm staying at home.
Well, that for people
I just wanted to say good morning, and I love listening to you.
Aww.
And y'all have a wonderful day.
You, too.
You, too, Ann. Thanks for calling.
Your call made our morning. It really did.
Oh, it did. Oh, good.
You take care of yourself.
I have something special for you when this pandemic is over.
Oh, okay.
I made something that's wonderful, and I'm going to get my husband to bring you some.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to that.
That sounds food-like.
Yeah,
I love to bake.
Oh, even better.
Oh, great.
And they're little white cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They like wedding cookies, but they are delicious.
Oh, I bet they are.
I want one right now, but we'll wait. We'll be patient. Just let us know, okay?
I got to get this pandemic over from before I can bring you
I understand,
anything, but, you know?
Yeah, we got you.
We have something to look forward to on the other side.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Ann.
Take good care of yourself, Ann.
Right.
We love you.
Right, we love you.
Love you, too.
That's nice.
Well, those are the calls that make me feel like Clark Griswold. Well, it is 8:28, and don't forget, 5 o'clock today, the coronavirus will be rising out of the sewers and reattacking Montgomery. So make sure you have your mask on.
Like the tree up yet?
It's kind of like Godzilla in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Tokyo Bay.
Right. And why is it that Godzilla is attracted to power lines? These are questions that we need to solve in our lifetime. I'm debating whether to put this story about Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy on Facebook. It's a true story. I just think we should just try and be as nice as we can to each other. What's wrong with that? I think most of us are doing that now.
New Orleans hotel fire.
Oh.
2 firefighters injured. Interesting.
All right, that's a story that's breaking on Fox. Wow, that's they got the tall hook and ladder going up to the upper levels of this place. That must be an old building.
Yeah.
That they're working. The stocks.
Yep. Stocks opening after a volatile week, up and down, and we're about to see the opening bell. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, we're going to wait for it so we can hit the winner button. As we get ready, we'll count down. In 5, unless 4.
Unless they drag this out here.
3.
Nah.
2. Looks
like we're not going to see it.
I don't think they're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know?
Ding, 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 ding.
They open up 0.
Ding, ding, ding.
What a bunch of crap. Oh, up. 332 points.
All right.
There you go.
Pay for it.
That's your opening bell with Budell.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, And I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
5 o'clock today.
This just into the News Talk Newsroom, AMC Theaters plan to reopen July 15th.
Me and Rich got an email from yesterday talking about that.
Well, you're in that exclusive club.
Well, no, we signed up for something, and that's why we got on their mailing
list. I'm on that, whatever they're, the AMC
Stubs. Yeah, I am too. Anyway, they're talking about opening 400 and some odd locations by July 15th, and then all of locations by July 29th. They're going to have some measure of way to get your food and drink, you know, and without, like, contactless and all this other stuff, and they'll have social distancing. No requirements of masks, though. However, if the city ordinance is still...
First of all, I always go during the day, so I don't think I've been to a movie there in many years.
I haven't been to a movie at night in a long time.
In fact, the last time I was at AMC with a crowd was when we had the J. Scott night for the Iron Giant. Remember that?
Was that that was in the day though? That was on a Sunday afternoon.
It was.
Yeah,
I forget what movie it was.
I don't know, but that was a Sunday afternoon.
But I've been in there when I was the only person in those one of those
same
little theaters.
Yeah,
same.
So I don't know that you know. That at least during the day, that's going to be a big thing. But what movie are they going to show?
Well, they said there'll be some new content, but also some classic movies they'll bring back.
Yeah.
Maybe Gone with the Wind. Who knows? I don't know.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know what they did with that? All of a sudden, Gone with the Wind's got to go into the hate box. They made it the number one movie on Amazon. Not just the number one, but 8 of the top 50 slots on Amazon all went to Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
And the book burnings are coming, and you know, we've already seen the destruction of buildings. Does it remind anybody of 30s Germany yet? I went to Infusion yesterday, and I'm going to stop by there this afternoon or tomorrow after the morning show and get some cryotherapy again. I'm so glad I got back to that. But they have the coronavirus test, the antibody test. And you find out it's a fingerprint test. I took it, and I was still driving to the station when they texted me the result. Huh. I was surprised. I was negative. I was sure that I was going to test positive. But apparently the clinic was right. I had pneumonia in my right lung back in very early February when all of this stuff was first starting to come down. Mm-hmm. But they do have it available, and you can just call them and come in and get it done and get a result almost immediately. But, of course, everything they do there, I've been doing CryoSkin 3.0, and this is a comfortable, easy technology that uses sound waves to break the fat down in areas where you want it to go away, where it gets harder and harder to go away the older you get. Hard lard, we call it.
Yeah.
And so I've had one treatment, and I'm going for another.
I've had the IV. We got the Myers cocktail this week, and I'm going to get. I'm going to add Zyc next time.
That has become very important to you.
Yeah,
getting that IV, and they can help you not just to boost your energy, but if you party too much, they can also mix a vitamin IV that will help you boost your metabolism and lose weight. It depends on what you want to accomplish. And if you're dealing with pain, they have a number of options that way, too, from Juve Light Therapy, right, ultrasound, and a fantastic chiropractor on the premises, Dr. Terry Gross, who's great. Ryan Turner is the guy to consult with, or Lori, or anybody on their staff, about what might work best for you at Infusion. Easy to find. They're right across from the old location, right across from Baptist East on Blunt Boulevard, in that little curve there on the east side of the street. Third building, look for the blue Infusion sign and make an appointment and get your life going in a positive direction.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
It's going to be a hot one today. There's no way to sugarcoat this on this last day of spring. Today's high up to about 91. A little bit more humidity in the air now today, and random isolated storms are possible. There'll be a few widely scattered on the radar, but a lot of towns, most towns, will get skipped if you play the odds. You know, you have about a 20% chance. Tonight's low down to about 70. Tomorrow, first day of summer with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. The so-called longest day of the year is 1 second longer than today. Father's Day Sunday, high up to about 96. And then rain chances running 20% or less all this weekend. That atmospheric event you were talking about, is there's dust coming off of the Saharan Desert that has infiltrated much of the tropics. We watched it go into all through the Caribbean, now into the Gulf of Mexico, and covering much of the Gulf. So we have Saharan dust in the air, and that's going to make some of the sunsets look more spectacular over the next few days. Kind of interesting. And also the other effect is not just what it does to the sunsets, but it also stifles tropical development, at least for now. We think around the 4th of July, things will start waking up in the tropics again. Right now, this morning, it's very humid with a dew point of 68. Our temperature is 74 now at 840.
After staying home these many weeks...
Sorry, my finger got heavy.
I understand. That's okay. If your finger is heavy... there's no way to segue from that. I'll tell you who's open for business right now. And as a matter of fact, they're always open for business 24 hours a day, and that would be Plumbing by Luke Wire. So if you have a problem, and let's face it, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Anytime during the weekend, on a holiday, they're ready to take care of you at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Busted toilet, broken pipe, whatever it is, clogged sink. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to help you, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call them. By the way, the phone number is 264-9666, but you can also, I'm on their website right now, and I'm seeing that you can, you know, schedule an appointment right there on the website as well. So you can call them or go to their website, which is plumbingbylukewire.com. Actually, it's acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. But think about the whole house plumbing inspection, where they check out all your plumbing inside and out and find something that may be lurking that could become a major problem and take care of it. It's great peace of mind. 264-9666. Plumbing by Luke Wire, their Alabama certification number 84417.
Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. Montgomery's face mask order goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's city council meeting. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Happy Father's Day, Daddy!
I'm afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
Rusty Aldridge.
Hey.
On the phone.
Hi, you're on. I'm here? Oh, good. Hey, how are you?
See, when we answer the phone, this is when you get to talk on the radio.
Isn't that great? Well, happy Father's Day, man. I know you're a proud dad.
I am.
And, you know, I live next door to my mom and dad, and I'm very blessed to have both of them still. Mama's 80 and Daddy's 84.
I envy you.
Yeah, you're very lucky.
I got them. Yeah, I know, every day.
I lost.
But.
Go ahead.
What I called about is the dust storm thing we were talking about a while ago.
Yeah, the Saharan dust.
Sometime down, it was back in the mid to late 90s, I was working down in Dothan, and our phones started ringing. Everybody's pointing out the window, everybody's screaming. I go out on the balcony there on the at the Charles Woods building downtown.
Yep.
And there is this wall of dust. And it's miles away still, but it looks like a big wave, like from the ocean.
Is that from that 4 or 5 story building that's in downtown Dothan?
That, I think...
There's been a radio station there for a long time.
Yes, there's a TV station in there, too. Yeah, I think it's 8 stories. That's supposed
eight
to be
stories,
the tallest
yeah.
building. Yeah, it's the tallest building down there.
Skyscraper.
But anyway, this dust thing was coming, and people thought it was the end of the world. And, you know, I looked it up later. I found out it's what they call it's really what they call it, a haboob.
Yeah, right. They have them in Phoenix all the time, or in Arizona,
And this thing came over, and when it hit, it was mixed with rain and dirt. So basically, we had mud rain there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blew on through. But people were losing their minds.
Hmm.
And,
yeah, they're not common in this area. They're not common around here.
No, but everybody was going crazy.
Yep.
But, hey, just, you know, just stuff around the house here, listening to you guys this morning. And,
who are you calling a boob?
I'll list that off the podcast for you. All right, fellas, y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see some of y'all Monday.
I bet. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Rusty. We are at 8:46. Let's get our final look at the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest look at the highways. We've got busy traffic this morning on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive over into the Atlanta Highway. Northeast Boulevard showing some light congestion as well as East Boulevard on both sides of I-85. Troy Highway still busy inbound to the city this morning as well as Highway 31. Taylor Road lightly congested. Vaughn Road looking good. 331 looking good this morning and nice and quiet on Highway 80 this morning. We have no accidents in this to pass along to you at this time. $1,000 off anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose from trucks, vans, SUVs, cars. Save $1,000 right now at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is an annual tradition, this little song here. Kind of a throwback.
Who wears shorts and black socks when he mows the lawn? Falls asleep in the recliner when the baseball game is on. The daddy man. Oh, the daddy man can. Yeah, the daddy man can, 'cause says he doesn't have a clue and he embarrasses you. Who answers the front door in his undershorts? Who can wake the dead when he begins to snort? The daddy man. Yes, the daddy man can. The daddy man can, 'cause he doesn't give a hoot about what other people think. Oh, the daddy man drives under 55 when he's on the highway cruising while listening to boring music. It's enough to make you lose it. A dad, 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 who's the guy you go to when you need a loan? He says, go ask your mom and leave him the hell alone. Yes, the daddy man can, 'cause you live under his roof and he makes all the rules. A daddy man, a daddy man, a daddy man, man, man. A daddy man, 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 man,
man.
Man,
that goes all the way back to year one in our system. News Talk 93.1 FM, our grand prize drawing is coming up. We can add one more name to it. That's Terry S. on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually not supposed to be on the air.
Oh.
I was following up on an email that I sent you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, okay then. Hold on.
Okay.
Jay will be with you in a moment.
Well, are we doing, what are we, about to draw for this?
I just want to let you know, I've reached the point in the day where I can't look at any more news.
Okay.
Because my sunny and sweet disposition is dissolving.
Oh, good thing we only got about 5 minutes left.
yeah, so we got our grand prize drawing again. We're giving away the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. You know, that's a nice thing to set up for Dad. Hey, Pops, I'm going to pick up the car on Saturday. I'll take it to Don Duncan. I'll get you the works. You got anything else you need fixed, let me know. We'll take care of business. And let those master certified technicians take care of it. Maybe Dad needs new tires. Wholesale pricing on all major name brands at Don Duncan. And they'll do anything they can to accommodate your service need. If you work downtown, go to 408 Madison. Let them take you back to your office or pick you up to get your car. Whatever you need. Serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And the winner of the works is...
Number 36.
36 is Sam W.
Sam W.
You won the works, man. By the way, I was talking earlier in the week about getting my electric bill so I could compare it to last year. I still haven't pulled up last year's. I know it was 5-something. I can't remember if it's 505 or 540. But it was 360 for the same billing period this year. That's the kind of difference a Clark's Club membership can make, because you get those tune-ups, they leave your system running efficiently, well worth it, and that membership is not only worth $159 in service, but the guarantee of priority service if something breaks, either heating, AC, or plumbing. Our winner for the Clark's Club membership is...
Number 17.
17 is...
Chris V.
Chris V. You are the newest member of the Distinguished Clark's Club. Congratulations. At 8:55, Joey going to be joining us shortly.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-660-1771. That's 800-660-1771. 800-660-1771.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Someone sent me this through Facebook, and I think it's especially important to play it now because we believe in our police.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted, a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And, of course, he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
I love that. Paul Harvey.
That is well done.
Yeah.
I have never heard that.
He was so good.
I miss him.
Yeah, I know. That was appointment radio, 11:45.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of the story, those are always good. 8:59, our one last suggestion on a potential Dad's Day gift. It might be at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Man, they have some awesome and comfortable chairs there. Easily fit your budget. In fact, they can open a Synchrony bank account for you for qualified customers so you can